The board decided there had been sufficient environmental study to sign off on it with a negative declaration. That's not the final step, since the project at 201 Ellicott must come back to the planning board for a site plan review, and nothing can get done until the city's Zoning Board of Appeals rules on a slew of variance requests for the project. Originally, the Simonelli real estate plan for the site was luxury housing with lots of parking. Now it's affordable housing with a small fresh food market and almost no parking. Project spokesman Matt Davison says not only is it housing, but it's that Braemiller market.
You have a public market that everyone is really excited for. You know, the season's changing now. It's spring. Everyone's out and coming out to Braemiller Market. And I think what that's going to bring to downtown Buffalo is going to be amazing. So, you know, our project team is very excited for that. You have fresh food, you have affordable housing, and you have this transit-oriented development that really is infill. It's taking away a public parking lot, and we're going to have a really dynamic project to downtown Buffalo.
Not everyone agrees. Lafayette Hotel owner Rocco Termini blasted the project for its location in a vast parking lot, which has generally served the hotel and its customers, replacing all the parking. The developer and the city say there's plenty of parking in a short walk. The original luxury design included underground parking, later replaced by a surface-level ramp. There are only a few spaces connected with this project. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.